From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Sudan's leader defies the South African court and returns home. A two-day African Union summit in South Africa was overshadowed by the departure of Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir, who flew home defying a Pretoria court order he remain in South Africa until it decided whether he should be arrested on war crimes and genocide charges. Stratfor Africa analyst Mark Schroeder is not surprised the Sudanese leader was able to leave.
The South African government had given private assurances to President Bashir that it would be fine for him to travel to South Africa and attend the African Union Heads of State and Government Summit there. And Bashir himself is extremely careful about the countries that he travels to, and he does not travel to countries where he does place himself in jeopardy over arrest warrants issued by the International Criminal Court.
The ICC has charged Mr. Bashir with genocide, war crimes, and crimes against humanity for sending the army and backing Arab militia to put down an armed uprising in the Darfur conflict in 2003. Mr. Bashir has long resisted the court's authority. AU heads of state during their summit in Johannesburg agreed to send military experts to Burundi following weeks of violent protests sparked by the president's decision to run for a third term. Officials say the experts will observe what's happening in Burundi and be able to offer advice to security forces. The summit also touched on other issues, including African migrants who fleeing the continent. AU chairperson Zimbabwe President Robert Mugabe launched the Continental Free Trade Area negotiations Monday, saying a free trade zone is essential in promoting the movement of goods and people within the African continent. This is VOA News. Al-Qaeda said Tuesday that Nasser al-Wuhayshi, the leader of its Yemen branch, was killed in a U.S. drone strike last week. U.S. officials have not confirmed details about the strike, which is said to have occurred Friday in the southeastern port city of Mukalla. In Geneva Monday, Secretary General Ban Ki-moon called for pro-government forces and rebels in Yemen to observe a humanitarian ceasefire.
I have emphasized the importance of having this another humanitarian pause at least 2 weeks. The Ramadan begins after 2 days. Ramadan, traditionally, is a period where people pray for peace, reflection, and harmony, reconciliation. So people of Yemen should be able to enjoy this kind of a peace.
Yemen peace talks in Geneva are the first diplomatic effort to resolve the conflict. South Korea has reported 3 new deaths as a result of the Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, bringing the death toll to 19 in the largest outbreak of MERS outside the Middle East. The number of known cases has reached 154. A leading congressional Republican says the House of Representatives must give President Obama trade promotion authority to negotiate foreign trade agreements, but acknowledged it will be tough to do so. House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy says the House leaders are considering their options after the legislation was defeated last week. White House spokesman Josh Earnest urged approval, saying the U.S. must be a part of the global economy.
Let's advocate for a trade deal with countries that are doing business in the most economically dynamic region of the world, in Southeast Asia, and make sure that those countries are raising labor standards, that they're raising environmental standards, that they're respecting intellectual property rights, that they're writing into that agreement protections for basic human rights, and giving U.S. businesses the opportunity to do business in their countries.
President Obama seeking authority to fast-track trade agreements, including the ambitious Asia-Pacific Free Trade Agreement. Twin suicide bombings in the northeast Nigerian city of Potiskum left at least 10 dead Monday. No immediate claimed responsibility, but suspicion fell on the militant insurgent group Boko Haram. In neighboring Chad Monday, at least 23 killed, dozens wounded in dual suicide attacks in the capital in N'Djamena. Terrorism among the topics discussed at the AU summit in Johannesburg. Once again, Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe.
We have resolved to confront terrorism collectively in order to defeat it completely, thus ridding our continent of what is currently a menace to Africa.
AU Chairman Robert Mugabe. Former Ugandan Prime Minister Amama Mbabazi announced Monday he'll challenge President Yoweri Museveni, a former ally, in next year's scheduled election. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.